KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Boys State is a hugely entertaining documentary and a really scary one by Jesse Moss and Amanda McBain. It's streaming on Apple TV+. The film takes its title from a national institution that's been around since the mid-1930s. There's a girls' state, too. It's a civics education program sponsored by the American Legion that brings high school juniors together in all of the U.S. states except Hawaii for a week-long exercise in building their own state government. The kids are randomly assigned to one of two political parties. They decide what their parties stand for, campaign for support, and then hold mock elections for state offices that culminate in a gubernatorial race. In the film, which was shot in 2018 in Texas, 1,000 or so young men descend on Austin, the state capital, to play out their version of contemporary electoral politics. The question, of course, is whether the process will be as polarized, vicious, and hollow as its counterpart in what passes for real life. The answer is yes, to a ghastly degree, with all sorts of vituperation, misrepresentation, banal slogans, and attack ads on Instagram. The week begins with gleeful game-playing, as if the political parties were booze-free fraternities. That's followed by unconscious or semi-conscious mimicry, as the boys emulate the sort of candidates we all see on TV, ticking off talking points like crudely programmed robots. It's dismaying to see their narrow frames of reference. The debates are confined to familiar subjects, immigration, abortion, gun control, as if such matters as education, crumbling infrastructure, the advances and challenges of science, or America's place in the world, had been declared out of bounds. The rhetoric itself is dismaying, the vocabulary impoverished. The documentary reminds us that many young Americans can't speak very well when the occasion demands it. If the film casts a baleful light on how most of these kids view politics, it brings better news about a few of them who want more than the toxic endorphins of crushing, dominating, or grinding their opponents into submission. These outliers are searching for a spirit of reconciliation, a reason for hope. One of them, who seems to have been born with an orator gene, sees himself as enabling other seekers of high office, but he's also a born organizer, ready for the fray. Another one, who emerges as the film's star, comes from a poor Latino family, considers himself the quiet voice in the storm. Yet he discovers the power of his ideas during the course of the week and makes himself heard more affectingly than anyone else. These days, we must take our inspiration from politics wherever we manage to find it. Boys State is a good place to look. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.